Now, continuing the hour, we're going to turn to art over at the Ackland Art Museum. Beginning today, they've got a new exhibit up called Modern Black Culture, The Art of Aaron Douglas. I've talked about it here on the air. It opens today. It runs through Juneteenth, June 19th, so you got a little bit less than a couple of months to see it. It's at the Ackland Art Museum. Ackland.org is the website. In conjunction with the exhibition, though, there's going to be a number of different special events and happenings and performances, including one that's coming up in early June up in Durham at the Hayti Heritage Center, a performance of God's Trombones by actor, director, poet, producer Quentin Talley. This is inspired by the poet James Weldon Johnson's work, God's Trombones, Seven Negro Sermons in Verse. They worked together with Aaron Douglas back in the early 20th century, so this is inspired by that. Quentin Talley joins us here in the studio today to talk about that show, which again is coming up June 3rd and 4th at the Hayti Heritage Center. Tickets, though, going on sale today. Quentin, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Did I get all of that right?
I think you got it all in. Yes.
Awesome. Again, Ackland.org for more info, including tickets for the show on June 3rd and 4th. So before we get into the show, tell us about yourself.
Well, as you said, Quentin Talley, I'm a performer, but also I am program director at Hayti Heritage Center, have been for the past 3 years, and I just love art and black culture, yeah.
How did you get connected with the Ackland on this?
Actually, we did a performance, myself and Marcus Kaiser and Jason Woodbury, we did a performance of Intergalactic Soul, which is another project I'm a part of, an Afrofuturism project, and we did that right before the pandemic hit, the summer before the pandemic hit, and got up with Allison and the whole crew at Ackland Museum, and we were just talking about ways to connect with each other and collaborate with the Hayti, with Aaron Douglas' work coming. And I was like, well, I've done God's Trombone before, and actually we were thinking about remounting it this year. So the conversation just snowballed into what we have today.
Nice. Yeah. And we'll get to God's Trombones in a second. I have to ask, you mentioned Afrofuturism, and I'm curious on your take as to, like, what is it about Afrofuturism that speaks to so many people? Because, like, there's so many different projects and products just here locally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The future is what you make it.
Yeah.
I think that's what it really brings out, is that you can do anything in the future, because the future is open and vast, and the possibilities are limitless. So I think that's why a lot of folks get into Afrofuturism and the themes around it. Yeah.
Speaking with Quentin Talley, again, the work is called God's Trombones in conjunction with the Aaron Douglas exhibition, which opens today at the Ackland Art Museum. The performance of God's Trombones is June 3rd and 4th at the Hayti Heritage Center, but tickets go on sale today as well at Ackland.org. So going to the original work by James Weldon Johnson, God's Trombones, tell us about that. What spoke to you about it?
So I've always wanted to do this show. I did this show when I was a wee kid in Greenwood, South Carolina, growing up at my church, and always just loved the sermons and, the folk inspiration behind it, and how black preachers really were orators of their time. Mm. And just wanted to, recreate that in a modern way. So got up with one of my good friends, Dennis Reed Jr., who was a Billboard history maker. He does the music, and got some actors together, some dancers, liturgical dancers, and brought this show to life. So kind of categorizing African-American music, because June is Black Music Month, and how all of American music really stems from spirituals and gospel. So we show the evolution of gospel music from its influence on blues and jazz to funk and even hip hop.
Nice. So, yeah. How do you describe the show? Like, what's the experience for folks?
The experience is like going to church. It is all right. Like going to church. It is about an hour and a half show, no intermission, like you would at church. Mm-hmm. There are no breaks. and it is not only a spiritual experience, but a storytelling experience, because preachers bring stories to life. And tell the lessons of the parables or whatever you have within the stories. So it's an actor's dream to be able to bring stories to life without a whole bunch of set behind you. And it's just you and your voice and being able to reach an audience.
The performance is God's Trombones, again, based on the classic work by the poet James Weldon Johnson. This is in connection with the Aaron Douglas exhibition at the Ackland Art Museum. What's the connection between Johnson and Douglas?
They worked together during the Harlem Renaissance, and a lot of the paintings between Douglas did all the artwork for God's Trombone, and it's actually the 95th anniversary of God's Trombones this year. And I will say it's also the 130th anniversary of Haytai Heritage Center. So Haytai has been around longer than God's Trombone, and it's appropriate because Haytai was a church at one time, and now we're presenting this work, and all the proceeds will go to Haytai's 130th anniversary fund.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So for folks who don't know, tell us about the work of the Heritage Center now. What do you do?
Yeah, so we celebrate Black arts and culture, and have done so for the past 50 plus years. And it's just a historic building, and not only is it a historic building, but in a historic neighborhood. And if you don't know the history about Haytai neighborhood, that's a long story, but you can look it up. But, you know, we still celebrate Black arts and culture and continue to do so to this day.
Speaking with Quentin Talley, again, the show is God's Trombones, June 3rd and 4th. That's a Friday and a Saturday at the Haytai Heritage Center in conjunction with the Ackland's exhibition, Modern Black Culture, The Art of Aaron Douglas. That opens today and runs through June 19th. And tickets to the show at the Haytai Center are on sale as of today as well. You can get all of that at ackland.org. I had to start wrapping up this conversation, but as we do, first of all, anything else that folks need to know about the show?
The show is $15 in advance, $20 at the door. And we have limited capacity right now because of COVID. Hopefully we are post-COVID, but not really. So we're still being careful with the numbers. So still wear your mask and come on out and enjoy a great show.
And this is the 95th anniversary of God's Trombones. Do you have plans in the works for 5 years from now?
You know what we do? We're working on it. Yeah, yeah. I've been thinking about it. I was like, it's the 95th. We need to start preparing for the 100th.
It's going to be here before you know it, right?
It really will be, yeah.
The last 2 years just flew by for some
reason.
They
really did, yeah. So 5 years from now, be like tomorrow.
Folks want to know more about you. Your company is On Cue Performing Arts.
Yes.
Where can people go to get more info?
You can go to youarenowoncue.com and haytai.org if you want to learn more about the Haytai Center, and acklandarts.org, I believe. Yes.
H-A-Y-T-I for more on the Haytai Center, haytai.org, ackland.org for more info on God's Trombones. Tickets on sale now in conjunction with the exhibition that's opening today. So head to the Ackland and check it out in person. Quentin Talley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.